no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now. You are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 19th day of December. Welcome, everyone. What a joy, truly a joy it is to be here with you as we wind our way through this journey, through the Bible. We do it together in this beautiful community, individually, collectively, and a community if you need one, if you want one. We're here, and we welcome you, all of you. Today we begin the book of Titus. We read chapters 1 through 3, just a couple days left in the New International Version. Let's jump in. Titus, chapter 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to further the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness, in the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time, and which now at his appointed season he has brought to light through the preaching entrusted to me by the command of God our Savior. To Titus, my true son in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. The reason I left you in Crete was that you might put in order what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. An elder must be blameless, faithful to his wife, a man whose children believe and are not open to the charge of being wild and disobedient. Since an overseer manages God's household, he must be blameless, not overbearing, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not pursuing dishonest gain. Rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. For there are many rebellious people, full of meaningless talk and deception, especially those of the circumcision group. They must be silenced because they are disrupting whole households by teaching things they ought not to teach, and that for the sake of dishonest gain. One of Crete's own prophets has said it: Cretans are always liars, evil brutes, lazy gluttons. The saying is true. Therefore rebuke them sharply, so that they will be sound in the faith and will pay no attention to Jewish myths or to the merely human commands of those who reject the truth. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and consciences are corrupted. They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good. You, however, must teach what is appropriate to sound doctrine. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of self-respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. Teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not to talk back to them, and not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. These, then, are the things you should teach, encourage, and rebuke with all authority. Do not let anyone despise you. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone, but avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless. Warn a divisive person once, and then warn them a second time. After that, have nothing to do with them. You may be sure that such people are warped and sinful. They are self-condemned. As soon as I send Artemis or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, because I have decided to winter there. Do everything you can to help Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way, and see that they have everything they need. Our people must learn to devote themselves to doing what is good in order to provide for urgent needs and not live unproductive lives. Everyone with me sends you greetings. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Okay, so this is the book of Titus, beginning and end, all three chapters. And we're hearing a lot of the same themes in all of these letters that Paul has written to these different churches, because a lot of the same things are happening. And without sounding like a broken record, in a nutshell, the people have accepted Christ, surrendered their lives, started churches, are sharing the gospel, but their lives look no different than prior to them surrendering their lives. The same patterns of sin, the same things are happening repeatedly over and over and over again. And this is, again, this self-correction, this alignment, this adjustment that Paul is making. This is the same, not the same, but a similar message that the Old Testament prophets spoke all throughout the Old Testament to the children of Israel, a very specific people group, to turn from their sin and come back to God. Now, we all have been opened, grafted into the body of Christ because of Jesus, because of the remission of sins through Jesus. That doesn't make us sinless. That makes us free of the law, because he came and fulfilled the law, but he gave us a new covenant to love one another. So, same message, very similar message, not same message, very similar message, but same theme. And this theme is still relevant to us all today. If your lives look differently than the words that you speak, you are a hypocrite. The world will want nothing to do with this Jesus. that we claim and that we preach. And so, I challenge us all again, myself first, to look inward, to clean out the debris, to condition the soil, to surrender again, and to come back into the grace and mercy and the unconditional love of God through repentance, through forgiveness, and through turning and going in a new direction. This is my prayer today. And I pray it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. Download it, take a look around, send it to a friend. If you would like to partner with us, 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. Thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. If we had to shoulder this alone, I'm not sure. I'm sure it would not exist. We are so grateful for each and every one of you and for every partnership. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or if you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called, in several different ways for you to do so, 800-583-2164. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line, or utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit, turn the wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. Christmas boxes, they are selling out quickly. I think we're winding them down, if I'm not mistaken. Get yours while they last. Daily Audio Bible, Christmas Blend Coffee, and 20th Year Reserve. Those are special and exclusive just for the Christmas box. Get it while you can. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. I love you all. Until then, love one another.
JJ, this is Tilly from Florida calling in on the 14th. I listened to your request. You know, I was very excited that the Holy Spirit gave you perceptions of exactly what's going on with your daughter Hayden and the fact that demonic forces are at work. I'll be brief. My son had one of those same experiences happen years ago, and the Holy Spirit warned me that he was about to be molested by a man, told me exactly where he was, that he was behind Lowe's in a truck. It was just amazing. Told me to call the police. I got the police there and rescued him right before he was about to have that horrible event happen. And God rescued me. I prayed over him, and he's doing fine. So I'm going to pray for Hayden right now. Father God, I pray for Hayden right now on behalf of JJ, using your blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, in your name, come against this, to come against the lies of the enemy trying to steal Hayden's mind and heart. And Lord God, I ask you to give JJ the strength to do the same over her, to pray the blood of Jesus and to use your name that you gave us to come against any enemy and any demonic forces that would come to attack her mind and to keep her captive. Satan, get your hands off. In the name of Jesus, and by the blood of the Lamb, in Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, DABC family. This is Ronke calling from the United Kingdom. Hope you're all keeping well. Please, can you all keep me in prayers? I am extremely sad and burdened and overwhelmed. My 16-year-old daughter is giving me a lot of concerns at the moment. It has been going on for a while. I've asked for prayers a couple of times, but things just seem to be going downhill with her level of, you know, rudeness, disrespectfulness. She thinks she knows everything. She's living her life. And she tells me things like, what do you think I've been doing for the past 16 years? When I told her that, you know, attitude is not going to get her anywhere. I'm about to travel in the next couple of days to Nigeria. And I am seriously thinking of making some life-changing decisions, maybe like by putting her in a boarding school in Nigeria. I know she would resist, but I also just want prayers that I am making the right decision, that God is with me, that I have peace about the decision I'm making, and basically just wisdom, guidance, and direction for the next step forward. And also, I'm worried about my finances as well, as to how to cope, how to pay a mortgage and everything. So I have two rooms that I haven't been able to rent out at the moment for the last few months. So all these things is weighing on my mind. And I'll appreciate all your prayers, please. God bless you all. It's Ronke from the United Kingdom. Thank you.
Good morning, family. Today is December 14th, and this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Excuse me, I have a bit of a cold. I just wanted to give a praise report. I called in last week stating that my aunt had fractured her spine and was in need of surgery. And I did call in after just with another praise report that she wasn't in need of surgery, but she saw her doctor on Friday, and there is no fracture. It is just a severe sprain, and that she is doing well. She's just having physical therapy. So I know that that is because of our Heavenly Father, and from all the prayers that went out, because our Heavenly Father hears even before our community hears. So thank you, family, for lifting my Aunt Teresa up. And thank you, community, for loving one another so well. God bless you, family. Make it a great day.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier. Just calling to pray for some of the dabbers. I wanted to pray for our precious sister, Lauren, who called in today about her family and the divorce and the challenges of her family. I want to pray for that precious sister. And I also want to pray for Anthony, I think her name is Benign, from Michigan, with the son, Anthony, and the daughter-in-law. They are pregnant again, and I want to pray that God will bless that precious baby to make it through. I know God can do anything but fail our God. Lord, I just ask you, these two names that I call in, other people who are going through similar challenges, I'm praying to you, Lord. I'm praying to the God who can do anything but fail. Father, you put that marriage together and every marriage that is going through, Father. But the devil wants to break up families. He wants to break up lives. But Lord, we ask that you be over that marriage with your arms stretched out and your miracle working power and your redeeming power, and you have your way. And I ask you the same in that precious baby, those who are trying to have babies. Father, you open doors, Lord. You bless them, Lord. You bless that precious baby to live through fruition. You work a miracle as you always do. Nothing's impossible for you. Father, we thank you for the victory in the lives of those people, in the lives of the marriages, every marriage that the devil tries to break. Lord, you canceled his plans on the hellbound train. And Father, we will give you the glory. We will give you all the honor. We will give you all the praise. We thank you for 20 years. We thank you for the dabbers. And we thank you for those. We ask you during this holiday season that you strengthen them and strengthen people and bring them together, Father. In the name of Jesus, you touch our nation, and thank you for getting rid of that of the people not working, Father. You open doors and you bless what they receive, even 100-fold. And Lord, we'll give you the glory in Jesus' name. Have a good day, Dabbers. Love you, Brian and Jill, and all the people of God. Have a good day. Bye-bye.